Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here are a bunch of movies from the 80s, and you can only pick three to survive. This is really easy. I pick Empire Strikes Back, Back to the Future, and Blade Runner. If I could pick two more, it would definitely be Raiders and Ghostbusters. If the rest of those films disappeared, I'd be perfectly fine with it. Most of those five films were on people's lists as well. I wonder who would actually pick Teen Wolf, Mask, and Dirty Dancing. Definitely some simps. Up next, being young means that you saw Jenny as a good person. But being an older man means that you see her as one of the greatest movie villains of all time. She rode the carousel in the 60s and 70s knowing full well that Forrest Gump loved her, and that she could use him as a beta male provider at any time, and that he was too stupid to know any better. Jenny always belonged to the streets, and Forrest didn't deserve when she dumped her AIDS baby off on him. Number three, someone asked, why do rich people love quiet? How about why don't we instead ask poor people why they love noise? Because they seem to make so much of it. If you go to most third world countries, people use their car horns endlessly, and there's sound pollution everywhere. Maybe rich people got rich because they were surrounded by quiet long enough to think about how they were going to make all that money. Remember that empty vessels make the most sound. Moving on, where did these sorts of losers come from? This one says that actively not wanting to be fat is fat phobic. People like this don't care what they say so long as they piss other people off. I always go based on what Patrick Bateman says, which is that fat is actually fit phobic, so you need to do better. Can't we just end the fatness now, especially as we have a Zempic? Let chubby chasing go back to where it was, the fetish side of things. Number five, someone says that women without virginity don't deserve marriage. And Moon gets back to them and says that men without income don't deserve marriage either. That sounds fair, but it won't work out in most women's favor, as it's a lot easier for a man to gain a big income than it is for women to gain back her virginity. In reality, women with high body counts deserve men with lower income and vice versa. After a few partners, a woman can never bond with you again. Up next, it looks like there are a lot of virgins out there as the marriage rate has continued to crater. Why are young people not getting married? Because men are going their own way and women have out-of-this-world expectations from men. There's also hoflation and divorce and what man wants to get financially ruined. In the 70s, 80s, or 90s, you could bounce back from a divorce thanks to the economy. But today, if that happens, you'll be living in your car forever, if you're lucky enough to even own a car. Number 7, how do you know that you failed as a father? When your kids look like this. I think these are both girls. But to be fair, I blame their mother just as much, if not more, because she's probably fallen for the Hollywood trans pipeline thing. This is the look on bro's face when he's had zero kids with J-Lo and created three trans kids with Jennifer Garner. Also, the kid on the right is actually J-Lo's trans kid as well. Even famous Latinas are not immune to the insanity. Moving on, women's demands are getting out of this world. This one wants you to pay for her luxury apartment, a Range Rover, and so many other things, well over 10 to 15 grand a month. And what does she bring to the table? She's a single mom, of course. There are plenty of 23-year-olds better looking without kids that you wouldn't need to pay anywhere near as much for. In fact, once AI puts women out of work for 50 to 100 bucks, you could actually have a different working girl each night. Number 9, nearly one-third of 18 to 28-year-old women say they are alphabet people. But why so high? Probably because having an original personality and thinking for yourself is too hard. You just know that in 5 to 10 years, many of them will make their own sexual dietary switch from fish to sausage. Another reason that's highly overlooked is that women love their attention, and it's a lot harder to get these days without doing something that seems edgy or extreme. Up next, if there was a war in America between the left and the right tomorrow, you just know that if you're on the right, these would be your Civil War opponents. On the bright side, at least you know it won't be a long war. My guessing is the one in black is banging the Plumpasaurus and the other two are just orbiting her, hoping she'll pick one of them when she dumps Mr. Tank Top in the back. But if they went into combat, odds are that they would just hurt themselves. Number 11, the Democrats have introduced a bill to remove the Electoral College, saying that it'll restore democracy. These are the weakest looking traitors I've ever seen. They're trying to undermine the work of the Founding Fathers that set up the system this way, and it's a republic and not a democracy. They can win every time, so they're trying to cheat. Good luck getting 38 states to agree to your dumb proposal. Moving on, meanwhile in the tyrannical UK, the Prime Minister announces digital ID cards for all, saying that it's their way to fight against illegal migration. That's a lie. If you want to do something about the illegals, then you need to round them up and send them out. Instead, this is about censoring critics of the government online and making sure that people are afraid of their government instead of the other way around. I doubt the digital IDs will fix any of this. Number 13, meanwhile in America, J.D. Vance has fun reposting this funny image that's basically self-deprecating humor. But in the UK, they don't want anyone to have any fun, and they want you to think before you post. I think the digital ID they're proposing is an attempt to get around people using VPNs, but I don't see how they can stop them. If anything, people will post even more so-called mean tweets using VPNs. Everyone needs to think before they move or travel to the UK these days. Up next, the Washington Compost says the yelling, "I hate white folks," and punching one isn't a hate crime in Canada. A woman named Tamara Crowchief knocked out a white woman's teeth, and the judge ruled it as not a hate crime. Then again, what is? Tamara probably won't see any jail time either because of a last name like Crowchief. Odds are she's indigenous. This is also a very dangerous message to send because one day white people might organize and defend themselves. Most Canadians they can will just leave and say they've had enough of this. Number 15, women are upset because Halle Berry has to pay $8,000 a month in child support to her ex, and he receives 4.3% of all of her income above $2 million each year. That child support amount is way too low, and if he was a woman, he would be receiving half her salary as alimony. Not to mention he should also receive half her property. Women will say this is unfair while taking 60 to 70% of a man's net worth. Robin Williams even offed himself because he couldn't actually pay his first wife her alimony money. Moving on, Southwest Airlines will now require plus-size passengers to purchase 2 seats starting next year. Good. Why should skinny people have to subsidize the gluttons? Might as well call them South Breast Airlines, because some of those women's mammaries are so big that they're probably down to their knees. Airlines need to charge by the pound based on height and gender. If they didn't have to face discrimination lawsuits, you know they probably would have done that years ago. Number 17, the Canadian police shut down one of Canada's largest dark web drug networks. The German government gave us the tip. So it looks like Trump was right after all, that Canada has a drug problem. Apparently a drug problem that Canada didn't even know it had. But it's highly likely that the Canadian authorities knew about this but didn't do anything about it, until another country noticed. Either that or we're an embarrassment of a clown country. Up next, Gavin Newsom says that he had a dream that he was born to save America. First, he's got to get sober because, looking in his eyes, it looks like he's hopped up on something. And in that dream he saw, he was probably actually meant to destroy America. He's a narcissist, and if he really wants to fix the United States, maybe he can start with his own state, which is a disaster. California is number one in homelessness, poverty, illiteracy, and many other things. None of them good. Number 19, here's the look on your face when you've slept with 164 guys to gain experience on how to satisfy a man, only to learn that your future husband hates women with a high body count. I guess she wasn't thinking it through, getting smashed by that many chats. If she was a good catch, one of them would have wifed her up. Instead, he just made her target practice for a swing swing. She's a 5. She's lucky to have a beta Bob in her life. Moving on, going back to Canada, our economy shrank by 0.5% in April to June of 2025, while the American economy grew 3.6% in the same time period. I don't know if the United States data is all that trustworthy, but it's probably more trustworthy than the Canadian data. Canada is set because of our minerals and oil wealth. We could in theory be another Saudi Arabia. Instead, thanks to incompetence, we're quickly turning into another Cuba. It's been all downhill since Trudeau took office. Number 21, this trans individual says that if you're uncomfortable with a woman having a penis, then maybe you're not mature enough to be dating. Sorry, sweetheart, but shame won't make men gay. It doesn't work that way. These are the same people that for years have said that no one has the right to tell you what your sexual orientation is, and now they're going around and telling others who to sleep with. This just goes to show that very few gay men or straight men are interested in trans women. Up next, Israeli companies now control 8 major VPNs, including ExpressVPN. That's one of the reasons they don't need someone like Epstein anymore to help them blackmail Western rulers and tech oligarchs. They can just view your surfing habits and find something there instead, I suppose. Many people think they're using a VPN to hide their identity. Meanwhile, they're connecting their device to Mossad headquarters for surveillance. Number 23, the CEO and executive from the Coldplay concert say they weren't having an affair. It's obvious that women always try and avoid accountability, even when they're caught on candid camera. Women always seem to deny. And if that fails, then they cry, cry, cry. And if they weren't having an affair, then why did that man have his hands all over her chesticles? It's like a 3-year-old telling you he didn't eat the chocolate, even though his face is covered in it. Moving on, this pregnant liberal overdosed on Tylenol. To prove Trump wrong, is now on a ventilator fighting for her life. Too much acetaminophen will destroy your internal organs like your liver. I guess she didn't trust the science. It's like Trump lives rent-free in the minds of women like this one. I can understand if she doesn't trust Trump, but the least she could have done is trust what it says on the label. Number 25 and the last one, Terrence Pop says that this is what $50,000 worth of student debt buys this sort of crazy and unemployed. But what is even that? Looks like a rainbow demon. And I don't think that an entire bottle of Viagra is going to help you get it up with this one. It's either you sleep with her or you get together with this one. And judging by the look on her face, it's sacrifice season. And she's a witch, so you better be picking option number one. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.